it will be taken down. It's as part of the film crew's, you know, it's part of their structure and it's their property, and they will be taking everything away that they had there. They'll be leaving that site completely cleared and back to and reinstated the way it was before they came there.
Is it disappointing nonetheless that turning it into a tourist attraction now just as impossible?
Absolutely. It'll be brilliant if we could keep something like that in Malin Head, you know, for a tourist attraction. But I mean, that's not to say that we won't do something like that in the future when this film comes out, or, you know, when we get some tourist facility there, that we won't have something like that as part of it. And hopefully in the future we will be able to do something like that.
Even though it is going to be dismantled, you are confident that it won't hinder on the tourism numbers that are forecasted in the coming years off the back of this?
No, I don't think so, Catherine. No, I mean, I think there's going to be quite a number of tourists coming just to see the area that Star Wars have been recorded in. And I think that won't really hinder tourists coming. Hopefully, as I say, we'll be able to do something in relation to that to mark where Star Wars was filmed. The Millennium Falcon is not going to be the one that's there. The minute is not going to be staying, but hopefully, as I say, we can maybe get something similar or do something in the future that will attract the tourists to come. But I think the tourists are going to be attracted to come anyway just for the fact that it has been recorded there.